Hey friend, Rebecca here. Welcome to Love Is Not Dead, Just My Husband. Now I know that the pain of a loss may seem never ending, and we can let it eat us alive and break us down to our weakest point, or we can choose to live. My question is, do you just want to survive, or do you want to thrive? So if you're ready, I want you to join me here each week so we can widow our own way together. Two things I never thought I would hear this early in my lifetime. Your husband is dead, and you have a cancer with no cure. As hard as it is to hear bad news, hearing bad news is just as hard. But how do you cope when the bad news is about you? It's not like I hadn't told people before that I had cancer, but really, it was 5 years ago, and I think the no cure part sort of was forgotten. It's not like I was dying right then anyway. But now, it's different. Even though I'm not dying right this minute, my life expectancy per some statistics is about 3 years. But really, I think the odds are in my favor. This is very difficult news to share, but I've also really been struggling with it myself. When Tom died, I had an issue with the denial stage of grief. I just couldn't grasp the concept of denial. Of course, I would say the generic, "I can't believe he's gone," like everyone else. But I was not under any sort of delusion that Tom was still alive. I completely accepted the fact that he was dead and never coming back. And of course, I tried to move along through the stages of grief like it was just so matter of fact. Denial, check. Anger, check. Bargaining, check. Depression, check, check. Acceptance, check. Finding meaning. Currently double-checking because I feel like this is a setback. It was very overwhelming for me to figure out who to tell and in what order. I literally had to make a freaking list. It was getting really difficult to tell people one at a time. Then I thought it would be best to tell people in groups. Then I decided I would just ask the people that I've already told to sort of spread the word. It's not like it was a secret that I have cancer, but there was definitely some people that I wanted to know before it was all over social media. Then I really just got tired of telling people and made the announcement anyway. So, I'm sorry if you had to find out that way. Dana was with me the day that I found out the cancer had metastasized, just as she was on the very first day of the diagnosis 5 years ago. I don't remember much on the car ride home, but I know Dana was just as devastated as me. Dana had all the right encouraging things to say, holding in every ounce of emotion I know just to protect me. I was just hoping her husband Matt was home when she got there. I know what it's like to hold it together in order to support someone else. Dana may never truly know how much I love her and appreciate her being on this journey with me. She's been my rock so many times, and I just don't want the weight of me and my treatment to drown her. Nicole had sent me a text while we were still at the cancer center. I don't remember telling her that I was going for my scans, but I know she keeps them on her calendar. She sent me a text, and I had already ignored her for like an hour, and if I didn't reply, she would keep texting. And I didn't want her to think that no news was bad news, so instead of making her wait, I replied. It's not good. Waiting for approval for another scan tomorrow. Please don't call. Don't want to cry. And for the last 5 years, there's always been a mass text to everyone. Scans clear. Until this day. A few hours later, I'm at Angie's front door, about to break her heart with the news that we've joked about for years because dark sense of humor is how we cope. I deliberately ignored her text in the car ride home. This had to be done face to face. I don't know who started crying first. I could see every ounce of pain that I felt in Angie's eyes. She's a natural empath, and her eyes are like mirrors. When you look into them, you know she feels exactly what you feel. And she's the one person that I can never hide my true feelings from. I know Angie would absorb every ounce of pain if she could. She has a gift, and it's one of the things that I love and admire about her. To know Angie is to love her. I could stay there crying in Angie's arms all night, but I needed to go home, and luckily she's right next door if I needed anything. And thank God my mom wasn't home. It's not a conversation that I was wanting to have that night. It would have been way too much for me to bear. Telling my mom that her only other living child is dying wasn't that high on my priority list. I called Shannon next. Something about Shannon's voice calms me. It felt good. I mean, I was crying, but it was different. I felt like I could get the words out easier with her. I like how Shannon leads a conversation and just asks me questions, so I didn't have to think of what to say or how to say it. It definitely hasn't felt this easy so far. Shannon is like me, and she can be very matter-of-fact sometimes, and it's exactly what I needed in that moment, someone to just bring me back to earth. Then I completely forgot about Nicole's text messages and stopped answering her. I checked the phone, and oh shit, she is booking a flight. I called her immediately. She answers the phone and says, "Please don't say no. Just let me be there for you." And as soon as I heard her voice, I couldn't say no, and we were both crying. I laid in the bed that night, unable to sleep, thinking about how I was going to tell my son, Marquise, thinking of how I told him about this diagnosis just 5 years ago, and it was only 6 weeks after Tom died. We were both grieving so much, and I knew the news was going to be difficult. Back then, he asked me what my options were, and for me to do whatever was going to allow me to live, and that he couldn't lose another parent. The conversation did not go quite the same this time, but I'm definitely going to do everything I can to live. Because after all, I am not dead, just my husband.
Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Love Is Not Dead, Just My Husband. I really hope you've been inspired to move forward just a little, or a lot, and always remember to widow your own way. I know it takes time to get there, but you won't find me sitting around waiting for my life to begin any longer. So I hope you tune in each week to see what comes next. And if once a week isn't enough, you can head on over to my Facebook and Instagram so we can chat. I would love to hear your thoughts on today's episode and get to know you better. And please, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, give me a 5-star rating, and leave a review so you never miss an opportunity to hang out with me,